I'm not going to repeat myself. If you have read what I wrote, maybe it was cut off. The text that I submitted to Postmit's report will be provided in full below. I am sick and tired, extremely sick and tired of doing and repeating over and over the same things, including taking my text and putting it to spoken voice, narrative for my mother. Over and over again speaking the truth and getting exactly no audience and no resource to help me. Motel room cooler is not working. Whether or not it was turned off because of the conflict or it is broken does not matter. I can't ask for repair under these current circumstances. I'm sweating. Forced here to use my mobile device with touchscreen is a very big huge problem. I have heat rashes every night and I'm not leaving this motel room. I would rather die first. Do you hear me? Do I need to spell that fully out for you? IWOULDRATHERDIEFIRST. Do you all get that? You all cannot comprehend how bad, seriously bad all of this is? I don't believe a word you say if that is your attitude. I'd rather die first than to believe these words do not impact a human being. I'm just a little bug and ignored time and time again. The message I received from all of civil society is, SWAT, shoo fly, don't bother us, including my very own family. Everyone in this messaging I receive is, go fuck off and die. I just do not believe you are all so stupid. Just the same, these words do not impact a human rightfully and a human brain to respond properly. So far, absolute sell your souls to the devil, failure after failure. I'm prepared for failure. That includes my very own family. Every one of you is absolutely outrageous. I am accusing Postmits of having a security violation. I would say history-wide, there is a campaign out there that somebody started on getting Postmits to stop gang stalking. That was several years back. Let me see if I can find it for you. Web document link, https://fbwatch/2xbdt7log/. This is from a Postmits driver. He spent 24 hours in the campaign to stop gang stalking. I think he did this because he's aware of the issue. You have to question him exactly why did this from a customer's point of view. There are many drivers who seem to be playing favorites. Gang stalking must be very lucrative. Imagine a world where there are two connection points to the internet. One of the normalcy and then another one that taps into the darknet. The hacker app Ascent, and the various instruction videos that are on YouTube. There is something very scary going on here. I keep encountering Postmit drivers that do not do their job. There must be an incentive to mess around or mind-fuck with customers. I've had several issues over the years, but the main issue or the overlying issue or the overcovering issue, however you want to call it, the United States is under a cyber war attack, and we all know it and we all cannot talk about it. And because we can't talk about it properly, I don't have a doctor. I'm in a motel room that I will not leave. I will not leave this room without a confirmed HIV doctor. I have a motel room that I have not paid for, but I have offered my bank account and my routing number to them and an approval authorization that I signed for $1,500. They're saying cash only. The staff member called my mother. She said they will do a bank transfer. The owner had called me on the motel. He seemed to also agree that was last Monday about a bank transfer. They are saying they have no bank and they will not do a bank transfer. They are saying cash only, which is bullshit and a lie. I'm not leaving this motel room to go get cash and locked out of my motel room. The reason why is because there's something very fishy going on here. The San Bernardino Police Department will not show up both at my call or theirs. Motel. The motel that I'm in is Middle Eastern owned. The darknet app that seems to be being openly understood by this last driver. He said he did not care. I am a targeted individual and my name is forevermore listed to be a target for gang stalking. I have no doctor because my doctors will not commit to having this exact same conversation. These matters are extremely serious and I have no doctor. Everybody seems to just scoot past the intermixing of issues or different platforms on different actors and try to pass the buck to some other place for me to try to find an avenue of remedy, and there is none. The line of commonality is we have a common internet. The line of commonality also is that we are under a state of war. It is our patriotic duty to acknowledge these facts and not try to shuffle this off onto some other place when there is no other place to address the facts. Everybody is useless to see the truth. I'd have to assume that every one of you has an IQ of 80. That is 20 points below normal of 100. I'd have to assume you have an IQ of 80 to not be able to read what I have said, not to deflect this as a matter of urgency and to help on some other pivot points. To deflect this into a non-dash issue and be done with me. That nobody individually can do anything about. That is pain bullshit. Now I consider myself an exposed actor trying to solve this when not a single person in civil society is on my side. Not a single person will step up and do the right thing. So therefore would you consider the San Bernardino Police Department subject to a California State Auditor report? Web document link, http://auditorca.gov/report/2021-105/index.html. Law enforcement departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct. April 26, 2022, 2021-105. The Governor of California, President pro tempore of the Senate, Speaker of the Assembly, State Capitol, Sacramento, California 95814. Dear Governor and legislative leaders, our audit of five law enforcement departments throughout the state uncovered the actions of some officers at each department who engaged in biased conduct, either during their on-duty interactions with individuals or online through their social media posts. Although we did not find officers who were members of hate groups, some officers made statements indicating that they support problematic groups. We have included in this report some disturbing content, with some redactions, because we believe that it is important to accurately reflect the nature of the conduct that we observed. We depend on law enforcement departments and the peace officers they employ to ensure that they exercise their unique authority without regard for individuals' identity characteristics, such as race, national origin, or mental or physical disability. What we found is that these five departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct among their officers. They have not used sufficient strategies to achieve representative diversity in hiring. They have not implemented robust community engagement strategies or employee training practices. They have not established sufficient, proactive processes to identify possibly biased behavior. They have not consistently conducted adequate investigations of alleged biased behavior. Departments' internal investigations often considered only the most blatant forms of bias. In one such case, a member of the public filed a complaint about an officer's social media posts. Although the officer's posts endorsed potentially harmful stereotypes about black parents and Syrian refugees, the department's investigation concluded that it was unable to find any racially derogatory remarks and that the allegation of prejudice was clearly false. This report makes specific recommendations about steps each department can take to better ensure that Californians receive fair and impartial policing services. We also make several recommendations to the legislature to better align expectations in state law with best practices for addressing bias in policing, such as by adopting a uniform definition of biased conduct, requiring more frequent and thorough training, and increasing independent oversight. Respectfully submitted, Michael S. Tilden, CPA, Acting California State Auditor. Nobody willing to commit to an action. I have called the FBI. I have called the California State Auditor's Office. They took me on hold, no response. I've called THFCC regarding 911 improper use of 911 standards by the law enforcement agency, specifically the San Bernardino Police Department themselves. Nothing. No help from anyone. I'm going to call the CIA, that's the Central Intelligence Agency, tomorrow. Who in the hell would call CIA to try to get help like this? Certainly not somebody trying to prank or hoax or anything like that. I have contacts to DARPA, I have contacts to the government, to the HHS, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America, absolute, and nobody has responded to me properly. The report says the San Bernardino Police Department did not provide a written response to the California Auditor's report. Why? That is because citizen here. Try. Open this. Get supervisor permission if you have to open this link. Web document link, http://hhsrealityaudit.life. Providing urban dental, I'm on silence among the sirens of deafening silence that killed me. This including being graded by Grammarly at 99% productive over every other Grammarly users, 89% accurate over all other Grammarly users. By the way, I'm not using for your information. And still nobody will help me. Absolutely nobody, absolutely not a single person will help me. Why is the San Bernardino Police Department did not provide a written response to the California State Auditor is because of my journal from 2017 forward, not focusing on them but specifically but focusing on trying to get a doctor. Social media tag, HIV untreatable, public content starting March 2019 when HIV medical care provider unjustly, unethical and illegally acted against patient for simply needing to have a direct HIV-related conversation on the standards of care. Conversation avoided, services terminated. A extremely bias of a taboo subject that results and applied across all of civil society. Disconnections abound. What the fuck is wrong with all you people? Across all social media. My written history log journal of actions all the way back from 2017 trying to get a doctor. Still no doctor. Still gang stalking cannot be talking about. In any format that makes a person and resolve for the citizen. Web document link, https://www.google.com/2022/04/26/racial-bias-a-problem-4-san-bernardino-police-law-county-sheriff's-department-state-audit-say/m/. Racial bias a problem for San Bernardino Police, LA County Sheriff's Department, State Audit Says. Joe Nelson and Scott Schwebka. Published, April 26, 2022 at 6:59 p.m. Updated, May 5, 2022 at 4:04 p.m. Categories, News. Even though in February appearing at the San Bernardino City Council meeting as a former parole officer for the San Bernardino Police Department, I have captured on Facebook videos. I'm still not a single person will help me got a single principal stand up and say I'm nothing, not even my very own family estimated to this resolve. My mom is lackluster in the development of her own commitments to her son's life. I will die first. I guess I am going to die fist. I'm stuck typing this out on a phone device instead of a laptop. I have no eyeglasses with me. And absolutely no audience. Absolutely no audience I will give a shit. Instead of a bullshit after bullshit after bullshit after bullshit I receive. Simply to have a specific topic of a discussion points have civil society validity and discussion points remedy. All of you will sell this country including my very own family. My name is toxic at this topic is talking to anybody who wants to live instead of die. I wish to live thank you but you will not allow me to live. You will not allow me to have an HIV doctor. You all suck seriously suck. On Sunday, August 21st, 2022, 4:43 p.m. Uber support wrote. // Please enter your reply above this line. Replies below this line will not be received. Uber logo. Support. Waiting for your reply. Eats feedback. Middle dot. Hello Martin. Thank you for reaching us, Postmates support. This is Jonathan, I'm glad to help you today. First of all, I'd like to apologize for this bad experience you have had. Definitely, this is not the experience that you deserved. Would you mind providing me with the information if you receive your order? Or do you think that your order was unsafe to eat? I'm waiting for your response. Kind regards. Sent by Jonathan B. on Sunday, August 21, 2022 at 11 hours, 43 minutes, and 16 seconds p.m. Continue this conversation by replying to this email or going to help in your Uber app. Get help. Unsubscribe. Uber Technologies. 1515 3rd Street. San Francisco, CA 94158. Privacy. Terms. My original report is here. Detailed. A response is detailed to the details submitted, not minimalistic, not belittling, not skinny, not single issue, a full account. I'm going to respond as detail required. Or such a response is full of bullshit. A detailed response is required. Such a statement like this should not even have to be made. Dash. This is not about individual drivers anymore, although that was a problem. And for this delivery it is again a problem. The driver was stuck at 19th and H Street, that's over 6 blocks away from the Jack in the Box, for over 20 minutes before I ended up calling him. The same was Angel. The property manager does not hang out in the parking lot of this motel. I'm accusing the driver Angel and being a gang stalker and a leak of security, informing the motel manager of the pending delivery from Postmates. The motel seems to be owned by Middle Eastern, let's say Pakistani or some other racial source. I'm accusing Postmates and the motel complex Oasis Motel of being the enemy of the United States of America if they do not process my payment for the motel stay. This is ridiculous. All I want is a goddamn doctor. None of you will act correctly. In that abnormal reaction I caught the driver 10 talks to the driver and he stated that he did not care. I now have to consider my food safety and whether my Postmates delivery driver will poison my food. A very serious accusation here. All I want is a goddamn doctor. Call my mother here in San Bernardino to confirm my story 909-882-8759. Her name is Veronica. I've had to now stay in a motel room that I have not paid for over a week. It's not like I don't have money. I have $5,000 in my checking account and another $1,700 in my savings account. And they will only accept cash, they say. The Postmates driver tried to get me out of the hotel room. Yeah, your driver tried to get me out of the motel room. I made a report of that. Even though my instructions are to exchange at the door, the driver required me to come out to the car and then pulled a weirdo. The driver asked to hand me my order and said to get back. Obviously a setup and threatened to call the police and was going to pull away without delivery. As I retreated back into my motel room, the driver ended up leaving it on the sidewalk. Obviously a setup in advance. And the Nezardekivri then the lady here, the property manager's wife, tried to interfere with my Postmates delivery by standing in the driver's way. I'm not leaving this room. Why? Because I have no HIV doctor. I cannot get anybody to commit to having healthcare for me and I'm dying of HIV disease. I should not be dying. My last doctor would not have a conversation. That was March of 2019. Just ended up in court him filing harassment charges. I told the police when they showed up my house that I would violate such a restraining order. A year after this, still without an HIV doctor. I did violate restraining order. The doctor ended up dying about 10 days later. I was so-called stroke. No, it was no stroke, it was most likely suicide, simply to avoid to have a discussion about a topic that Postmates have been interfered with as well provable in my life. How is this all possible? With all you have to do is look up on the web a hacking app called Ascent. My HIV doctor Eric Timoni Shigeno died April 10, 2020. In March 2019 I was trying to have a discussion about a topic. He terminated my care. I violated Rary Strabing order. He commits suicide all to avoid a conversation. 2022 August I still have no HIV doctor all to avoid having a conversation about a particular topic, very sinister topic, a very dark topic, a very thing that is not very goose but is in fact very evil. In March 2019. I had not yet even had the term for. On the National Institutes of Health there is now three research finding papers on a very specific subject, the septic that does involve the hacking app, that goes into Postmates becoming gang stalkers against me. The doctor would not talk about this particular topic and most likely committed suicide, and this topic is going to be talked about. The medical center that my doctor work for was Borrego Health here in San Bernardino. You might find it funny that they are no longer operating, my doctor's no longer there cause he committed suicide. And I'm still unable to get Humana to guarantee my HIV care after many resets from primary to a referral that have failed, and I still do not have HIV care. I'm dying for my HIV disease now. I guess my choice is to go into the darknet and try to find an HIV doctor among the cast outs of our society. My mother is trying to contact news reporting agencies to get a reporter out here. This is very severe and I'm going to die in this hotel. I'm not relinquishing this motel room. I've given the motel room and authorization for a $1,500 routing number and account number transaction, and they still will refuse to receive the funds as needing cash only. Only because the San Bernardino Police Department will not show up now they take I'm a squatter. My 516-406-4560, Martin email. Email address, quote, facts.ly.8@gmail.com, end quote, spelled out fully as, facts.ostontlie.hatedon.idide@gmail.com, end quote. For more detailed presentation link to Has Spoken Voice Narrative Media. Press play on media player if audio does not begin autoplay. Web document link, http://hhsrealityaudit.life. Seriously, this is a real story of how technology and a hacking app such as Ascent can be and has been used to ruin someone's life. Sucks as citizen James Martin Driscoll. This is a fact and I am not reading this hotel room under any circumstances until this is number one acknowledged by civil society and adapted for some kind of fix immediately. I would rather die first and I will die first before its civil society is allowed to get away with this without being addressed. Dash. In final, where in this hell you have all created is real truthfulness help? Help? Hello? Help?